Charlie Lawson is waiting for us. Why? Well, he's taking on Louis Walsh after the comments. Louis, star of The X Factor, soon to be star of The Return of The X Factor, more than likely, made on Vinny's show on Monday night. Here's what Louis Walsh said, which made some of you raging.
Where do you live most of the time?
Dublin. I live in Dublin. I love Dublin. I work in London, and I go to Miami for holidays.
And all that moving around, does that not get tiring?
No, I love it. I love to be working.
Would you not move to Belfast?
No, God, no.
Why?
Oh, there's no fun up here.
You're saying that's not fair.
Honestly, Dublin's a much better, it's a more fun place than Belfast.
Says who?
Says me.
Explain that then.
I like living in Dublin. I think Dublin is an amazing city, seriously. And even, I always feel like they're two different planets, Dublin and Belfast, I really do.
Yeah, well, what's fun about Dublin that we don't have here?
The people.
So you're saying that the people in Dublin are nicer than the people here?
They're more fun. I don't care, I'm just telling you what I really think. But Dublin is a more fun city than
Belfast. We're nice and they're nicer people in Dublin.
There's more fun there.
If you want to have fun up here,
that's why you come down every weekend, because you've great fun down there. There's more freedom, there's more places to go, there's more things to do.
That's nonsense now. Belfast is an amazing city. And
I'm
not just saying
that
because I live here. I love it here. Yeah. I've been to Dublin. Dublin is expensive. It takes you ages to get down there.
You with your sterling. You're getting great value for your sterling, Dan. Dublin, honestly, is a much more fun city than Belfast. I'm going to tell you, you probably don't want to hear that.
No, you're going to upset some people.
I don't care. I live in Dublin, so it's fine.
Well, he might not have cared, but he certainly annoyed Charlie Lawson. Jim McDonald in Corrie. Charlie tweeted at the weekend, so Louis Walsh doesn't like Belfast, fine. Pee off back home then. Good morning, okay. Charlie.
Good morning, Stephen. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too.
I've met Louis. He's a nice man, you know what I mean? I'm just sticking up for our wee town, you know what I mean? And listen, if he doesn't like it, like I say, you know, piss off way back to Dublin because, you know, we're very happy with our city. I've been to Dublin. It's too expensive. It's full of strange people from foreign countries, and I'm not being racist about this. And when you go to, it's full of people on stag nights and hen nights puking up all over the place, as far as I can see.
So he's got an opinion, doesn't he, Charlie? He basically says that we're boring up here compared to Dublin.
Sure, Louis's got his tongue firmly in his cheek, and if he doesn't, well, that's his problem. You know, I'm sure Dublin's a fabulous place. I was there about 5 years ago, and I found it a bit disappointing. I've never seen so much bloody litter as well. But look, Belfast is an extremely fun place. It's got Michelin star restaurants now. You can even find, you know. You there, Louis?
Say again, Charlie?
I said, is Louis there?
No, he's not here. He wouldn't come on. He says he doesn't get up before 12 in the morning.
Well, there you go. Sure, he's chicken. That's the whole thing. Belfast is a great town. I'm working over there at the moment, and I absolutely love it. And it's great fun. We all know it had a dark and distant past, Steve, as you well know, and it's still got its problems up in the big house. But, I mean, you know, sure, we get on with it, and everybody has fun. And I think, well, listen, what was it? Last week it was voted the top place in Europe. It's been in the top three for a couple of years, and it's now been voted the top place to go for a long weekend.
But sell Belfast to me. So what is there in Belfast so that you reckon it competes well with Dublin?
Well, I wouldn't pretend to know Dublin that well, so I can't do that, but I can tell you what Belfast has. It's got fine people, it's got fine food, it's got fine drink, it's got fine fun. It's one of the most architecturally beautiful places in Europe. It has a fabulous atmosphere. Although we need to get the licensing laws and the trading laws sorted out for Sunday, so we do. And you know, I consider it my hometown. And as I say, if Louis doesn't like it, then we're home.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Belfast is very much now trying to compete for tourists as much as anywhere else,
and huge amounts to offer in that. You know, and don't let's forget. I mean, It's an hour and 10, 15, 20 minutes down to Enniskillen from Belfast. You've got, you know, you're way up to Portmash around the Antrim coast. So it's the sort of the hub of the whole of Northern Ireland. Of course, it's the hub of Northern Ireland. Everybody knows that. But I won't have a word said against Belfast. Well, I might have the odd one with like Eamon Holmes. For God's sake, people, pick your bloody litter up. That's one that seems to be a universal truth throughout Ireland, north and south. But, you know, I'm picking holes now, you know, Stephen.
Here's John and Dunamina, Dunamana, to speak to you. Morning, John and Dunamina.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Good morning, Mr. Lawson.
Morning, sir. How are you doing, John?
I'm the very best. Tell me this, Mr. Lawson. Where have you lived most of your life?
I've lived most of my life at the moment probably in England.
Well, there you go. If England's such a wonderful, Belfast's such a wonderful place, why did you leave it and go to England then? If Belfast's such a beautiful, wonderful, charming place, why did you leave?
I left because I became an actor and I needed to be in London because in those days, I have to tell you, it wasn't that easy to fly over for interviews from Belfast International to London, and I wasn't rich enough to do that in the first place. I now have had a 36-year career as an actor and I'm looking for a place in Belfast next year.
So instead of you congratulating him, John, on his national success, you come on sniping that he moved to England.
I'm not finished yet, Mr. Nolan. You're preempting. You're putting words in my mouth like you always say to politicians. You don't know he would say that.
Well, I heard your tone.
Well, tell me, that's whenever you hear Sinn Féin's tone or the DUP's tone. You don't, you know, you seem to step and say, oh, we can't let you say that. We don't know that what's been said. So you basically, because I'm a common 5'8 in the street, you're picking on me.
What are you talking about? Because you're coming. No, I am not.
I'm
saying you come on.
Hold on, me man. I'm watching Coronation Street for the best part of 35 years. Charlie Lawson is a fantastic actor.
Precisely.
I remember Charlie Lawson starring in a film where he acted as a UDR soldier.
That's not a long time ago, 1984.
There you go, Mr. Lawson. You are a fantastic actor.
Well, you two are bonding now, so I came on to defend Charlie, and now you two are bonding.
Listen, Charlie Lawson is a fantastic actor and has a big miss out of Coronation Street. A very, very big miss out of it. Yeah. So don't you ever have to know something trying to set me and Charlie Lawson against one another. Because you're very good at that. You're very good at setting people against one another.
Why
don't
did you...
Work for you today.
So why did you challenge why he had left Northern Ireland?
Because Belfast and Dublin, both of them, are dives.
What?
Both of them are dives. They are the most abysmal places they visit.
Ridiculous.
That's not ridiculous, that's the truth. I done a march in East Belfast one time for the Prince's Voice. I thought it was in Bosnia-Herzegovina. bombed out houses.
Don't be ridiculous.
So police armed to the teeth.
Belfast
is... That's the truth.
How long ago are you talking about now?
I'm chatting about last year.
Charlie,
I'm chatting about last year, Mr. Noel.
Charlie, you said there that you're planning on coming back and getting a house here, did you, next year?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah. We're looking at it, Stephen, because we're in a position now, or, well, you know yourself in the business and what have you, but we're over every month anyway. And we just thought we'd like to try and find somewhere, you know, in town, like a flat or something, you know, somewhere we can just come over. If needs be, we could rent it, you know, whatever. To the industry that I'm in, because, as you know, it's booming and there's plenty of actors wanting a nice apartment or whatever. So it's just it's not pie in the sky. It's not written down in stone, but it's certainly an idea that Debbie and I have that we'd really like to move to Belfast or have a bolt hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that would be quite a because you have spent the majority of your career now in England, to move back home, Charlie, that would be a big, big lifestyle move for you, wouldn't it? Are you missing home?
Yes, I do. The more times I come back, you know, it stays in you. And I'm sure it does for people from Dublin. And the Irish North and South are very good at going to the other side of the world and conquering the other. Literally, I mean, we've travelled just as much as anybody else and put our stamp, our wee hoof print all around the world. But finally, we all want to come home, I guess. That's why down south they write very good songs about wanting to come home once they've gone over to America or whatever. But yes, we'd like to. But now, I mean, I'm 56, Stephen, and you know, I pick and choose what I do now. And I mean, I'm working on a big BBC series over here and have been for the last 3 months. The Northern Ireland film and television industry is really BBC Northern Ireland hand in hand with HBO and all the rest. It's done a great job. So there is work here. But also, I pick and choose now what I do. So, and we have the wonderful Flybe and every other airline, as you well know, fly all the time to London, Manchester, Glasgow, ever. So, do you know what? I'm driving down to London today for a screen test, and it's going to cost me about 120 quid there and back, plus me lunch and a pint. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I can fly to London from Belfast for half that. So it's become... Economically, it is viable now to live in Belfast. If you've got an agent in London, for me, it's easy. If your agent's half decent, he can organise, give me 3 or 4 days' notice, and I can get on the, you know, Travel Republic website. The next thing I know, I'm over to London and back for 100 quid or something.
Okay, so there are some of our callers wanting to speak this morning, Charlie. George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Hi, Charlie. How you doing?
What about you, George? How are you doing?
Yeah, Stephen, just before, there you go. Donovan is so great. See, instead of you going to Santa Monica, get you up for 3 weeks or 4 weeks here in the summer in the boardwalk in Donovan.
What would you do in Donovan? Somebody like John's a great advocate for Donovan, isn't he?
Excuse me, Mr. Nolan.
Yes.
I'm still here.
I know you are.
Mr. Nolan.
Hold on, go on, George.
Listen to me, John. See Charlie Lawson there, if you follow him, you probably wouldn't be on Twitter, John. See Charlie Lawson there. Charlie Lawson is one of the runs, like Carl Frampton yesterday in the interview. He doesn't forget his roots. Him and the likes of Eamon Holmes and that, they know where they came from, and they don't get up on their high horse when they get over there. Of course, they had to move to England to further their careers. Anybody does in the acting career or in the broadcasting career. You know, that's the place to be, and that's where you have to go. You can't sit in Donovan and become an international star.
Donovan.
You have to move out. But Charlie Lawson does credit there, and not because he's on. If you follow him on Twitter, he's up and he defends everyone and anyone from Northern Ireland, no matter what side of the divide they come from, or no matter what sport they play, he's straight on. If you look, I put his video on him. It's very, very funny. Reacting to Jimmy Nails, interviewing Sky. See you after the Frampton fight. See, nice sent you this morning. Very, very funny video he put up, and I stuck it on YouTube for him.
Excuse me. Is there any chance of Donovan getting a voice in now? Because George, like, basically, George is of the Belfast mindset. Northern Ireland begins in Belfast and ends in Belfast.
Doesn't it begins at the bottom of the Shankill and ends at the top of the Shankill?
Is that right? Okay. Anyway, why did you say that I wouldn't have put her?
You what?
Well, I do. Maybe you do. Maybe we're all wrong. What's your handle?
Well,
give you 100,000
followers.
Like Big Nolan.
Tell me that, boy.
If you move back home, Charlie, set up a home here. You're going to have to listen to this every day.
I'll tell you what. You wouldn't change it. I'm sitting here in a lay-by trying to get the M6. I'll tell you what. It's making me crack up. Never mind Louis Bloody Walsh, for God's sake. The humour of people in Northern Ireland, we don't take ourselves that seriously. And we all know, and listen, George and the Shankill, John down there, fair play to you. Love you.
So wait, if you're going to house hunt now in Northern Ireland, Charlie, are you going to be looking up the Malone Road? Are you going to go outside Belfast? Where would your favourite spot be?
He's coming to Donovan. Their house in Donovan. Lovely house in Donovan. Charlie can live in Donovan, no problem.
They might bump into you.
I'm sure Donovan is absolutely fabulous, but it's Belfast for me. It's as simple as that. And look, London's not the centre of England, but it is. Belfast not the centre of Northern Ireland, but it is, if you know what I mean. Look, I travel down to Enniskillen on the lake every year. In fact, I'll be there in June on the lake. So I do travel about Northern Ireland. I don't know your wee place, Donovan, by the way, but there you go. More shame on me.
Well, Charlie, don't worry about Donovan. It's okay. But I'll tell you one thing. But you know, Mr. Nolan said something about me attacking you. Right,
leave Stephen alone.
Charlie Lawson. I can remember Charlie Lawson starring in Harry's Game. I actually still have the box set.
You know, 1982.
Your career goes back a long way. You're a very... I'll tell you something now. I used to be fit to impressionate the way that you used to say, "So I'm sorted."
John, did you see him in the football hooligan film running about with a West Ham hat? Skelting your man for wearing a Celtic hat?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Here's Sydney and Raff Ryland now. Morning, Sydney.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, you've let this whole thing drift away from the initial subject.
I know I have.
Well, get back on to it. Louis is obviously a wee bit of his posterior. The problem is with Dublin, it's turned into the rip-off capital of probably Europe. He can afford it. Most of us can't. I've been going to Belfast now more recently, and I'm familiar with Dublin. Belfast is getting to be a friendly, sociable, nice little city. You can get around it very quickly. The only warning I would give to the restaurateurs and the pubs, watch your prices. Are you going to grow into the same abominable rip-off place that Dublin has become? And Dublin in O'Connell Street, if you want to walk down it after dark, it's full of unfortunate people who are either high or drunk or both, or just homeless.
You get people drunk in every city, don't you?
Well, like, you don't see it as much in Belfast as you see it in Dublin.
I haven't been down to Dublin in...
I know you haven't.
Months.
You're very insular.
Yes, I am.
I would say, when I say Belfast, and I know you go on your you're playing over to England now and again. But
every week?
You haven't a clue about rural Northern Ireland.
No, I do not have a clue about rural Northern Ireland. Why would I want to have a clue?
Because it would broaden your... You're broad enough, but it would broaden your mind if you went out and saw how rural people can be so happy and do like getting into Belfast, but they do like getting out of it too. So the point to make it is, Belfast, nice wee city, easy to get round, nice, sociable people, much better than Dublin. End of story.
Thank you, Sydney. Charlie, thanks for coming on this morning.
It's a pleasure, Stephen.
All the best.
Next time I'm over, mate.
All the best, mate. Bye-bye. Here's the news now with Tina.